toe completely resolved?
Yeah, yeah, feels good. Obviously got some rest, some good rest, much needed. It feels good.
How different things were you at the start of this offseason compared to last year when you first got here?
Obviously just being here for a year, knowing the system, knowing the guys, and just knowing the, I guess, you know, what they expect of us individually and collectively from a team standpoint. I think, last year was great getting to know everyone, working, you know, towards a common goal. And this year, being able to know what it takes, you know, in order to get what we want to accomplish. And I think it was a good first day for us.
Coach said Derek's not here. Have you been in touch with him? Do you think he'll show up? And how significant is it?
Oh, no, I haven't spoke with him. I don't know. That's something that, you know, I guess those guys have to deal with. But this is obviously a pivotal part for a young guy to get, you know, better in this offseason workouts with, you know, probably one of the best strength coaches in the nation. So, I'm sure he'll show up at some point. But, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm not too worried about.
You joined this team last year. They finished the worst record in the league 2 years in a row. How different is the attitude, the enthusiasm this year after what you guys accomplished as opposed to when you showed up last year, you think?
I think we know what we're capable of doing. Obviously, last year, there was a couple games that, you know, didn't go our way. And it, obviously, they're a good team, the teams that beat us. And it was some plays here and there that we thought we could have done differently to had a different outcome. But I think everybody this year is more energetic, and we're a lot confident, you know, than probably what we were a year ago. So I think that's from a coaching staff standpoint and a player standpoint. We know what we're capable of doing, but just because we know, I mean, I think everybody is coming here with the right mindset of working hard, you know, day in and day out, taking it one day at a time and not looking forward, you know, and just taking it, you know, like I said, one day at a time and just trying to get better and compete.
Marco, did the importance or feeling of winning and losing change for this team during last season and how you guys took those?
I think it did. You know, just from the first game when we're, you know, up, I think 17, they ended up, you know, letting those guys come back. And then the Detroit game was, for me, besides the Kansas City game, that was probably the biggest win of the season, just as far as, you know, us playing together and making the plays when we needed to, you know, make them. And, but I think guys really took it upon themselves individually, you know, whenever we did lose a game that, hey, you know, we didn't point the fingers, you know. I think every player, you know, decided, hey, I got to play better from a standpoint and make, you know, better plays. So I think when you have a group of guys who care about each other, who's not pointing the finger and blaming themselves, I think that helps the team, you know, with morale.
A couple of young guys led the NFC in rushing last year. You're not as young as you used to be, obviously. What's the key to staying productive at your position as you get older?
I think just working hard, you know. I'm just working hard and, you know, just really just taking it from me, I mean, my first, obviously, 3-4 years in league, I was learning, you know, constantly. I was able to be in the same offense, so, you know, from a mental standpoint, I was able to hone in on some of the details and blocking responsibilities of the tight ends and offensive linemen, so I knew where the run should hit. And this system, it kind of reverts back to, you know, my first 4 years in league, and obviously the terminology is a little different, but, you know, we're running some of the similar plays that I'm used to running. And like I said, just the having, you know, Kroom, you know, working with him has been an unbelievable experience for me, just learning new things, you know, catching the ball, routes, some routes that I've never been able to run, working with him just on footwork and things of that nature. He has definitely, you know, helped me out a lot just in 1 year.
How's Tony Romo going to do as a broadcaster?
I think he'll do great. Yeah, I think he'll do fine. You know, he's a guy who obviously had a great career in Dallas, and I know he still has some left in the tank, but I think he made a good decision for him and his family, and we'll see what happens.
How much of a factor in your career do you feel like he was?
Great. You know, he was a guy that I was able to kind of lean on, obviously, from a friend standpoint, from a teacher, a motivator, all those things. You know, I was able to, you know, work with him and but, you know, he's just a good guy. You know, he's a guy who's a fun guy to hang out with, take trips with, you know, and our families got very close. So, you know, he's a guy who brings a lot of energy, obviously classy guy, and, you know, he's a he'll be missed around that stadium, that city.
How reassuring was it to see Marcus just waltz out of here like nothing happened?
Great. Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think he's a hardworking guy. I got a chance to obviously see him last year throughout this course of our time together and throughout the course of the season. I mean, he works extremely hard, and I think for him, I don't think he'll miss a beat, you know, when he comes back, you know, so we've been able to throw a couple times, and, I mean, he looks good. I mean, you wouldn't be able to – I wouldn't. I guess I know because he had surgery, but, you know, he looks good.
Any different – I mean, a guy with a leg injury like that throwing passes, is they the same as ever?
Like I said, obviously we're not 11 on 11, but, you know, we're still out there routes on air, and he looks, you know, looks good to me. He's putting it, you know, where it should be.
What do you remember about your draft experience same in 2011?
just I was around my family. Obviously, you know, you get a chance to, you know, enjoy that moment, you know, with the people you love and care about, and obviously you don't know where you're going to end up. You're just hoping to just get an opportunity. And I was fortunate, obviously, to get drafted by the Cowboys. And, you know, but it's just it's a great feeling, you know, once you – obviously you're stressing the whole, you know, whole time and you're scared. You don't know what the situation could end up to be. But I was fortunate, like I said, to get around a group of guys and, man, that I was able to learn from. And but, you know, it's definitely something that you'll never forget. It's a great experience.
What do you tell the younger guys that are coming out this year – the prospects about going through that draft experience? What advice would you have for them?
Oh, just take it one day at a time. Obviously, you know, like I said, you don't know where you'll end up, but, you know, whenever you get drafted, whenever you get the phone call, you immediately got to go to work and come in there with a chip on your shoulder, come in there ready to work, and definitely you got to earn the respect of the guys in the locker room. Nothing's going to be given to you no matter what you did in college, no matter how many yards, records you've broken, what kind of guy you were. I mean, all that, you know, once you get drafted, once you enter these doors, I mean, this is a rookie, you're a guy who's trying to make the roster, a guy who's trying to make an impact on the football team. And at the end of the day, that's all we care about.
Do things change at all for you guys going from establishing the identity to maintaining the identity? Or is it the same deal in terms of
running? I mean, I think for us, it's a new year, so you got to start over. You got to start over and kind of recreate some things, but I think our identity, you know, for us, you know, obviously last year it was something that throughout the course of the season everyone was kind of mentioning and kind of took notice, but it's a new season, you know, new players and, you know, new everything, so I think for us we got to start back from scratch and really lay back the foundation and you know, try to earn that respect again.
Marco, how much does the belief on this team increase coming off a 9-win season where you tripled your win total from the previous year?
Like I said, it's a great, I think for us mentally, we know what we're capable of doing if we just do the right things. And I think for us, you know, this time last year was the best offseason I've had individually and collectively as a team, where as far as attendance and people competing at a high level and just getting better. I think this is the most, you know, important part, you know, for an NFL team. It's for these next 9 weeks to, you know, kind of lay the foundation. Obviously, you want to, you know, take care of your bodies. But, I mean, this is, you know, this is where all the work is putting in. And, you know, some teams are going to go up and some teams are going to go down by these next 9 weeks. So obviously, you want training camp and all that to be great. But this is kind of where you, you know, lay the brick.
Do you have the kind of relationship with Derrick Henry that you could call him and say, hey, we missed you today?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, I just worry about the guys who are here. You know, I don't know what the situation is, and I think for him, you know, as a young guy, you know, I think he'll get the message and understand, you know, what we're trying to do here and the culture that, you know, Malarkey and John, those guys have laid out in front of us. And I think for us, I'm sure he's working out hard. I mean, this is voluntary. You know, everyone doesn't have to be here. So I mean, I think people make it bigger than what it is. But you know, for me, I like to work out here. I don't like to, you know, be around other players and teams and whatnot. So it's these guys know my body and, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
In your career, have you ever not made it to the voluntary workout and then sort of realize the error of your ways, or, you know?
No, I've been here every year. I mean, like I said, this is important, you know, part of the season, you know, for a lot of teams and players.
Thank you.
Pace and Iraq both kind of shifted questions about expectations onto we have a lot of work to do. You think that's kind of a team mindset based on what you guys did last year, everybody's expecting more, but you kind of said we have to recreate things. It's not like we pick up where we left.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is, like I said, you never know what's going to happen next year. And I think, you know, the guys like Rack and Case, you know, those are veteran players who've had a lot of success, and they understand what it takes. So I think this team and just the message, you know, from today, this morning, I mean, last year was last year, but, you know, obviously we're on the right track. We're, got a year under our belt with each other, knowing the personalities and knowing what it takes to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So I think for us, I don't think anybody's patting ourselves on the back from last year's 9 wins and no playoff, you know. So, I mean, last year was last year, but this year, obviously, we want to get better and try to make something happen.
What needs to happen this season in order to consider it a success, in your opinion?
I think for us, we just got to – just the details. Obviously, you know, like I said, the excuse last year was a lot of new players, new systems, but we've been here before, so we know what it takes to, you know, win. We know the system now, and I just think the little things, just every game, every play, you know, every possession for us offensively, that we have to really hone in on the details and make sure that all 11 guys are on the same page.
Expectations are to make the playoffs?
Expectations is just to get better every day. I think for us, we're not. I mean, that's so far down the road. I think we're focused on, you know, this is day one of OTAs or whatever it's called. You know, this is day one, so we're not, you know, worried about the playoffs right now, but we're working towards, you know, some goals.
Check out any hockey this week?
Hopefully, if I get some time, if I'm not too tired. But I'll definitely be watching, you know, on TV, but I don't know. We'll see. And I don't have any tickets, so.